Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Heroes Were Everywhere by Denise Luman, Pompeo Beach, Florida, USA. I'll never forget the day in 1991 when, on my way from Florida to Texas, I foolishly decided against taking my scheduled overnight stop in Baton Rouge. By around 10 or 11 p.m., I had hit Shreveport, but the freeway was still being built, and I missed my entrance. I ended up out in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night, in the dark, in the freezing rain in January. Everything I owned was in my car and the trailer I was pulling, including my two cats. I finally saw what I thought was a U-shaped driveway and began to turn around. Halfway through, I realized that what I'd actually seen was two straight driveways with a dirt path in the middle. I promptly got stuck. A couple driving by stopped and they went to town and called a tow truck for me. I had to spend my hotel money getting towed 10 feet out of the mud. The couple then led me to the freeway and got me headed in the right direction. Heroes number one and number two. Less than an hour later, I was about 13 miles into Texas when my car died. No lights, no flashers, nothing. I found out later that the alternator had died. By that time, it was almost 1 a.m. I was freezing in my Florida clothes and had no choice but to start walking. Of course, I had to leave my cats in the car. I was terrified to leave the cats and all my stuff, but I had no choice. I had only walked about 50 yards when a truck pulled up and offered me a ride. I knew there was no way he could have stopped on such short notice and asked him how he knew I was there. Seems a tow truck driver going the other way had seen me and had called on the CB for someone to pick me up. Heroes number three and number four. The trucker took me to the next town and dropped me off at the only place that was still open, a gas station. There were several cops there playing cards. Three of them took me back to my car and towed it back to the gas station with a tow line so I wouldn't have to pay another tow truck. Number five, number six, and number seven. The car didn't get fixed till morning, but the guy that worked at the gas station let me sleep on a bench in the cafe since I had spent my motel money on the tow truck. Hero number eight. The mechanic who fixed the car took my battery across town to get it charged in a hurry so I could get back on the road. Number nine. Last but certainly not least, my dad, hero number 10, lent me money to get the car fixed when I called him. Collect, crying. In this day and age, it's unusual to find even one hero, let alone 10 in one night. But they were there when I needed them.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.